And now it's time for Hancock Happenings. We got Todd Gast here in the studio with us today. Thank you for joining us, Todd.
Hey, thank you for having me. Always good to hear to be here on a Wednesday, right? It's a beautiful Wednesday out there. A little bit cool, but the sun looks like it's trying to peek out a little bit.
That's right. I hope it gets warmer.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's getting to be about time, right? Getting at the end of April, early May. But I was looking back in like some of my pictures and such. We had a snowstorm on May 1st.
Oh, do we?
I think a couple of years ago. That's always depressing. It's May 1st and you have a snowstorm.
Yeah, let's hope we can
avoid that. We're not
going to
have that. We're not even opening that up to the universe. All right. So we've got a lot of things happening in Hancock.
That's right.
We've got the Hancock Lights the Night Planning Committee is this evening. That's Wednesday, today, April 29th at Hancock City Hall at 6 p.m. Do you like Christmas?
Yeah.
No, you had to hesitate a little bit. But most of us really love Christmas. And if you loved our Hancock Lights the Night that we had at Hancock Campground, please consider coming on over to City Hall. We need help with planning this year's Hancock Lights the Night. Like I said, if you love Christmas and if you loved our Hancock Lights the Night this past holiday season, we need for you to come on over to City Hall. We've got free pizza.
That's right.
That's going to be the key, right? Free pizza.
And beverages.
And beverages. So come on down to City Hall. We need all of your input to help us have a great, successful 2026 Hancock Lights the Night. So come on down to City Hall. If you have a chance to let us know you're coming, you can call us at 906-482-2720 or email city@cityofhancock.com you can let us know you're coming so we have enough pizza for everybody and enough bevies. So come on down. Hancock Lights the Night planning meeting. That's this evening at 6 p.m. Hancock City Hall. Just a reminder, the City of Hancock April newsletter is on the back of your water bills. And so it gives you a nice picture of all the things that are happening from the mid-April to mid-May. So that's a great thing that you can magnet on the side of your fridge so you know what's happening right here in downtown Hancock. And that is for City of Hancock residents. You may also go onto our social media. That'll be posted on there as well as on our website. So you can be in the know about all the things that's happening in the City of Hancock. And if you'd like to sign up for our listserv, and that's just a weekly email of what's happening during that week. Our little reminder, you may go to www.cityofhancock.com. Do you like having fun and games? That's a yes.
I always have to hesitate.
Yeah, you always have to hesitate. That's a definite yes, right?
Yeah.
It's a hard yes.
Sure.
Then Thursday night is the night for you here in Hancock. You can join the fun at Casey Bonkers, 119 Quincy Street, every Thursday for game night until 8 p.m. And then Nutini Supper Club at 321 Quincy Street hosts trivia night every Thursday night beginning at 8:30 p.m. So you got like a little buffer zone there. You can grab a bite to eat and get right back into the gaming with trivia night over at Nutini's Supper Club. And also Nutini's is having open night comedy night today at 8 p.m. So as soon as you're done with coming on over to Hancock Lights the Night, 6 p.m., you can go right on over to Nutini's for their comedy open night night. Open mic night. That is at 8 p.m.
And
it is free. So look at that. Lots of things happening right here in downtown Hancock.
Yeah, just a lot of things happening today in particular. Like they're also doing the Hancock Showcase of Excellence.
Okay, that's at the high school, right?
Yeah.
That's happening this evening. And we have the Puppy Parade right here in downtown Hancock. And so that is at 5 p.m. On Quincy Green. You can learn more about sexual assault prevention and connect with vital resources for survivors and make a public show of support for those affected by sexual assault. There is no registration if you are going to attend with your fur friend. I know I've been kind of saying but that was kind of a tradition there. They are not doing that this year with Copper Shores. So there is no need to register if you are going to bring your pup. So Puppy Parade at 5 p.m. p.m. We've got the Hancock Lights the Night planning meeting at 6 p.m. We've got the open mic at 8 p.m. And what time do we have the event over at the school?
Oh, that's at 6 to 7:30.
6 to 7:30. So there is so much to do. Get that all on your calendar. That's just this evening, folks. And so we've got also a lot of art things happening here in downtown Hancock. We love our art exhibits that we have. And we have the art exhibit at the Copper Country Community Art Center called Indigenous Artists Telling Stories. This includes displays of drawings, paintings, comic books, beadwork, and regalia by local artists with connections to Keweenaw Bay Indian community at the Copper Country Community Art Center. And that's at the Carriage Gallery. And that's through May 2nd. So this is your last week to get on over there to see this wonderful show. So if you haven't seen it yet, I highly suggest getting on over there to see this show. Saturday is the last day. So May 2nd is right around the corner. Can you believe that it's going to be May? No. I'm like a little shocked. I mean, we just got rid of some of this. There's still some snowbanks out there. So, and we're already looking at May. So there's going to be a lot of things happening in May and June. And we'll have a lot of that for you next week. And we also have the Bonnie Locus is having a show over at the Finlandia Art Gallery, and that is at the Finnish American Heritage Center. She's got a show there featuring her oil paintings of solitary animals and forest floor ecosystems that exist between reality and other ethereal spaces without human interaction. So that show is going to be through June 10th. She just had her opening last week and it was really well attended. If you haven't seen her show and her work, this is a great opportunity for you to get on over to the Finlandia Art Gallery, and that's at the Finnish American Heritage Center. And her show goes through June 10th. So you have plenty of time for that one. But of course, as we know, when summer is here, you know, the days just go by real quickly. There's a lot to do. Also, the May 5th election is coming up as well. That is for City of Hancock residents, that the polls will open in the City of Hancock on May 5th, 2026. And that's from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. All precincts will vote at Lakeview Manor. So make your voice heard in this election and every election. It's very important that you get your vote in. And also, we have our pitch-in for parks. This is next week. So we are really looking for our volunteers to make this a big spring event that we have. And this is a big community event that we really love our community to come out and help us with our public spaces. We have 12 parks and recreation areas that we really are very proud of here in the City of Hancock, and we want to make them look as good as possible. So what really needs to happen is we clean up our public spaces, our parks, our recreation areas, to make sure that they are safe for kids to be able to be in. Opening day for our parks and rec areas is May 15th, so May 6th is our day to clean up. So get that on your calendars, folks. May 6th, that's next Wednesday from 4 until 6 p.m. We're looking for volunteers once again to do the cleanup. That's raking, making sure the garbage is all out. When that snow melts, you can kind of see what it all reveals, right? And it's just like, it's not very pretty. So no. We want to make sure that our parks will look as good as possible for opening day. So that is May 6th, folks. Our pitch in for parks is coming next week from 4 until 6. We need you to help us keep our beautiful parks looking beautiful. And we're going to have a great celebration after party at the City of Hancock Fire Department. We're going to have hot dogs, chips, and pop and water for all of those participants that help us make this all happen. And we're going to celebrate our achievements. So that is May 6th. Pitch in for parks. Get that on your calendars, folks. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get your friends together. It was a long, hard winter. A lot of us were like in our houses and we didn't get out and visit with our neighbors at all. This is a great time to do that. That's next week. Pitch in for parks. We need you. If you want to volunteer, it's as easy as 123. Give us a call, 906-482-2720, or email city@cityofhancock.com.
That sounds like a great way to shake off the winter blues.
Oh, gosh, it has been a long winter. So come on out. Let's get together. Let's get our parks and our rec areas looking beautiful so we can show off our Hancock pride.
All right, thank you here for joining us, Todd Gass. It's always a pleasure to have you.
And thank you.
This has been Hancock Happenings right here on Mix 93.